This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi. Baruch Mabam to the Kollel Agra de Perko. Sorry for the delay, but Bezos Hashem, we hope it will be worth it. We have really incredible content for the Shir on Parshas Vayetze. I want to take the opportunity to be Maidia. Baruch Hashem, there's a new Sefer out in English on Hanukkah called The Light and the Splendor, which is available on the Art Scroll website, or you could go to our new site, rabbidg.com, where you could order all the Sfarim on Hanukkah and Rav Meir. Also, the Shiurim are now available on Torah Anytime on podcast. And starting last night, the Shiurim are also now available on Shas Illuminated as well. In other words, all the Shiurim will now also be on Shas Illuminated. If anybody wants, last Thursday night was sort of the inaugural Shas Illuminated event. Questions and answers on a number of interesting subjects. You could check that out. And we continue in Parshas Vayetze. If anybody wants to participate in the Sefer Bezos Hashem on Sefer Bereishis, please contact us. Okay, so this is really a very interesting subject. A little bit unusual. And here we go. A little while ago, I came across a very rare Sefer. This might be one of the most rare Sfarim that I've seen. I never saw anyone who had it. I've seen it quoted. The name of the Sefer is Sefer Ahavas Torah. That's a nice name. It was written by Rav Pinchas Zalman Segel Ish Horowitz. It was published in Tafresh Samachay. That is the year 1905. Okay. Tafresh Samachay. And it's basically based on the following principle. It counts the number of times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in the Chumash. And the number of times it's mentioned is none other than 1,820. Okay? And what are you going to do with that? The Avas Torah has a cheshbon that the number of words in Haggadah Shel Pesach is 1,820. And we once spoke about it, and we mentioned it in the Sefer on Pesach, that the number of words in the Haggadah, which is 1,820, is commensurate with the number of times Hashem's name appears in the Chumash. Now, in the course of Rav Pinchas Zalman Segel Ish Horowitz's discussion of the number of times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Chumash, he discusses other things as well, and as he's discussing them, he lets you know, okay, we're now up to the 100th time Hashem's name appears, or the 200th time, or the 300th time. And he says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, V'ha'adam yada es chava ishtoi, that the word chava is the 1,113th word in the Chumash. I'm sure you all knew that even before the Shir started, that the word chava is the 1,113th word in the Chumash. And the gematria of the word ishtoi is 707. So chava 1,113, ishtoi 707 is 1,820, which in the world of Ahavas Torah is the most important number in the Chumash, because it's the number of words, the number of times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Chumash, and this gives some significance to Chava Ishtoi is commensurate with the number 1,820. However, says the Avas Torah, that if Chava is the 1,113th word in the Chumash, then two words before that is the 1,111th word in the Chumash, namely, the word Yada. What does Yada mean? Yada refers to he lived with Chava. He had relations with Chava. Yediya is a lashon of Deveikus. What does it mean to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means to really, truly know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Chumash, relations is referred to as Yediya. Vayeda Adam es Chava Ishtai. Adam Yada. The word Yada is the 1,111th word in the Chumash. What is the significance of that? Significance of that is Adam and Chava being Mezdabek is the ultimate unity, and that is symbolized by it being the 1,111th word in the Chumash, Namely, that is Achdus Gomor, Achdus Pashat, 1111, 1111, which is basically, Rabbi Maskwitz, that's the code of the Agra de Pirka learning also. So that's also in Yana de Yoyma. In other words, when I don't know if I'm allowed to tell people that, but it's Benagel in Yoninu. The 1111th word in the Chumash is Yada, indicating Achdus Gomor, perfect unity. The first perfect unity in the Chumash is Va'adam Yada es Chava Ishtay. Okay. The Avas Torah then continues. He says, well, if there's significance to the Achdus Gomor of 1111, what about 11,111? So you say, I don't know, how are we supposed to figure that one out? Well, says the Avas Torah, if you look at number 3, Vatiten loy es Bilha shivchasa le'isha, she gave him, Rachel gave him Bila, her maidservant, as a wife. Vayavoy eleha Yaakov, and Yaakov came to her. What is the 11,111th word in the Chumash? Vayavoy. Vayavoy is Yaakov living with Rachel. Well, says the Avas Torah, what was after Adam living with Chava, the greatest symbol of Achdus Gomor of Ish v'Ishtai? I would have thought it's Yaakov and Rachel. But he says no. Because Yaakov and Leah, he didn't know it was Leah. He thought it was Rachel. Yaakov and Rachel, Rachel was Aser in a way. She's Achos Ishto. So what was the, after Adam and Chava, the greatest example of V'davak be'ishtoi? Yaakov and Bilha, says the Avas Torah. And in fact, the 11,111th word, 11111, is Vayavai in this week's Parsha. So I know you're wondering, what does this have to do with this week's Parsha? The 11,111th word in the Torah, Vayavai Eleha Yaakov. Vayavai Eleha Yaakov, 11,111th word in the Torah. Well, there is a fascinating sefer. It's called Deya Es Hashem. And the sefer Deya Es Hashem was written by someone, Rav Avram Yeshayahu Trapp, a grandson of Hagoyin Rav Naftali Trapp. I learned in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, so our Rosh Shiva Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the son-in-law of Rav Avram Trapp, who I believe was the son of Rav Naftali Trapp. And the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Leibowitz, was the granddaughter of the Granat. And this is also, this is the grandson of the Granat, who's very, he wrote a sefer called Deya Es Hashem, which is a marvelous sefer of Ramazim and all very interesting items. And he was really taken, and he was really astounded by these two codes, namely, the 1111th word in the Torah is Yada, Achdus Gomor of Adam and Chava, and the 11,111th word in the Torah is Vayavai by Yaakov and Bilha. Again, Yaakov and Leah, he didn't know it was Leah. Yaakov and Rachel was Achos Isha, and Yaakov and Bilha was the first illustration of Achdus Gomor Beheter. And so says the Rabbi Avram Yeshaya Trapp, hearing these two Ramazim of 1,111 and 11,111, he decided to take this further, and he was sort of wondering, well, what is the 111,111th word in the Tanakh? In other words, we know 1,111. We know 11,111. What's the 111,111th word in the Torah? And then he says he realized there is none, because the Torah only has 80,000 words. Right? We know there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, or really 300,000 letters in the Torah. But it has about 80,000 words, and therefore there is no 111th word in 111,111th word in the Torah. However, it would then take you into a Nevi'im and Ksuvim, So he figured, let's give it a shot. Let's see what we come up with when we calculate the 111th word in the Torah. Now, this is not something that you could really count very easily, although there was a great individual that I was reading about over Shabbos, Rabbi Chol Ber Weissmandel, and I just happened to be reading about him because it was his yard site on Shabbos, and I have a very interesting new set of svarim behind me called Zichroinim Lavracha, courtesy of Rabbi Gedalia Shkoyach, and it was his yard site. And he writes in one of his books, when he would take out a Sefer Torah, the letters would literally dance off the page of the Sefer Torah and be floating in midair. And he was able to, you know, he was sort of the inventor of the codes of the Torah. He would be able to count this letter, thousands of letters later, he had this uncanny ability, and he writes about it, that when he would take out a Sefer Torah, the letters would literally be Pireach Ba'avir, and he was able to, in his mind, like calculate like a computer the number of letters. Anyway, so what is the 111th word of the Torah, which will take us to Tanakh? We come to Shmuel. Vatimaher, she hastened. Vatakam Avigail, Avigail got up. Vatirkav al hachamar, she rode on the donkey. Vechamish narasal halachas ragla, and her five maidservants with her. Vatelach achare malache David, she followed the servants of David. Vatihi loy leisha, she was to him as a wife, says the Deos Hashem. The computer came up with the following result. The word Vatihi, says Rabbi Avram Yeshaya Trupp, it is not necessary to explain the shock and the aura and the electrifying feeling that I felt when my computer came up with the word Vatihi. And I'll explain why. Because we know that more than anybody else who loved their wives, it was David HaMelech. David said to Yonasan, he says, Tsar li ach Yonasan. He says, I'm so pained over you. I love you so much. May ahavas nashim. I love you more than I love my wives. But the love that David had to his wives was sort of the symbol and the embodiment of Ava Benish L'Ishtai. And of all David's wives, who did he love the most? Well, the greatest of all David's wives was none other than Avigail. She was the one wife who was a Neviah. Not only that, we know that David's love for his wives were Ava Shena Tulia Bedavar, and Avigail was a great tzaddikus, more than all of David's wives, like it's Mashma in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Aleph, and she was one of the seven Neviyos. Well, that union must have produced quite a child, and in fact, it did. Who? What was the product of David and Avigail? Anybody know? Daniel. What? No, not that Daniel. A different Daniel. A Daniel that nobody knows about. Because he's never called that name. The name that he's called is Kilav. Kilav was, according to the Gemara Brachos, a Talmud Chacham Atzav, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Dar. Not only that, the Gemara in Bava Basra says he's one of the four people who never did a sin. His father was David, his mother was Avigail. In fact, the Gemara in Bracha says on Daf Dalet, Tana, loy mifi baisha shemai, ela ish baisha shemai. V'lama nikur shemai mifi baishas. Mifi baishas mevayesh David bahalacha. Therefore, David was Zoicha, that Kilav came out of him. His name wasn't Kilav, his name was Daniel. Why was he called Kilav? He was Machlim, Pnei Mephibosheth, Mahalacha. And about him, Shlomo HaMelech said, Bini Imchacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gam Oni. Bottom line is, from this union of perfect Achdus, David and Avigail, which is the 111th word in the Torah, Vatihi, amazingly, Vatihi, that produced one of the great individuals, namely Kilav. Well, says the Deos Hashem, who was produced by the other great union of Yaakov Avinu and Bilhah? Well, he says none other than the individual who expresses great longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dan, who says, Lishu'ascha kivisi Hashem. So this is a very interesting experiment and thesis that there's significance to the 1111th word of the Torah, namely Yada, Adam Yada. There's significance to the 11111th word of the Torah, which is Vayavai, Yaakov, and Bilhah, and there's significance to the 111,111th word of the Torah, and that is the word Vatihi. So we've already said the significance of all three. Now, says Rav Avraham Yeshaya Horowitz that he put this search into another computer. As we know, computers have personalities, and sometimes the personalities are not all that good, right? We know that the personalities of many computers, they're moody. Sometimes computers are in a good mood. Sometimes they're slow. Like usually this morning at about 10:29, that's when all my devices all of a sudden go to sleep. They get very slow. They're not working. Sometimes computers need therapy. You know how it is. So he put the Tanakh into a different program, and it came up slightly different, namely the 112th word in the Torah was Vatihi, which sort of throws off his whole thesis, so it was off by one. And Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya Trupp, instead of saying that you could be off by one, he said he recognized and realized why, in fact, this other program was off by one, and that is based on a teaching of the Vilna Gaon, an amazing teaching. The Gaon says in Parshas Hazinu, the Gaon says that the Parsha of Hazinu has 614 words. How's that? What's the significance of 614? 613 mitzvahs plus one for the Torah itself. And yet, when Rav Trapp put in Parshas Hazinu into the computer, into this other program, he got 615. And he realized what happened over here. Because there's a big debate in Nusach, or in grammar. There's a pasuk in Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yud. The pasuk says, pasuk Vav, Hal Adoy Shem Tigmeluzois. Now you have to know how to pronounce this word. It's a Shva Nach, Hal. And not Hal Hashem, but Hal Adoishem. You have to give it a Aleph, Hal Adoishem. However, when the computer in the Sefer Torah, the Hey is a little bit bigger, so when you put in a search, it comes up as two different words. But halachically, it's one word. So when Rav Trupp put Hazinu into the computer, it came up with 615 words, and he realized that's where the extra word came from, namely Hal, showed up as Ha and Ladoishem. But really it's one word, Hal Adoishem, and therefore calculating Hazinu as 614, then that would get to you the 111th word would get you to Vatihi, and so far, so good. So basically the thesis is true in three instances. The 1111th word is Yada, the 11,111th word is Vayavai, and the 111,000th word, 111, is Vatihi. The one word that nobody tried to calculate, which would seem like an obvious first choice and point of calculation, is why didn't anybody try to calculate the 111th word of the Chumash? I mean, that should be obvious. Shouldn't 111 be the first place to check? So I did a little search, and now for this, you don't really need a computer because you're not really going too far. And lo and behold, I could not believe what I came up with. I came up with the last Maramakam on the sheet. Vayikra Elohim Layabosha Eretz. God called the dry land, earth, Ulamikveh Hamayim, and to the gathering of water, Kara Yamim, he called seas. And lo and behold, the 111th word in the Torah is seas. And then I realized why nobody mentioned that this is the 111th word. Because you can't do anything with it. Because it doesn't do anything for you. So they conveniently either forgot or omitted the fact that the 111th word in the Torah is the word Yamim. But Marv Raboisai, Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Yarenu mitairasai neflais. We're going to see wonders from the Torah, that in fact there is great significance in the fact that the 111th word in the Torah is the word Yamim. So a few years ago, when there was something called airplanes and travel, I once spent a Shabbos in Dallas, and while being in Dallas, I met a wonderful individual, a tzaddik, by the name of Ivan Sachs, who presented me with a rock, and he painted the rock for me. And on the rock, he put the words, Ein Oid Movadai. There is nothing but God. And then he wrote on the rock, Rak Hashem, which is a play on words, Rak Hashem, only Hashem. And I was thinking about these words, Ein Oid Movadai, but here's where I started. I was thinking about the number 111 and the significance of 111. And I realized that if the first letter of the Aleph Beis is the ultimate unity, Aleph, let's take the gematria of the word Aleph. The gematria of Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei. That's 111. 111. So that's pretty amazing. Aleph is 111. Now, watch this. How many letters are in the Hebrew alphabet? 22, right? No. Because you have the Menatzbach, the final Mem, the final Nun, the final Tzag, the final Chaf, the final Pei. So they're 27, right? No. Because a Kuf is 100, and a Resh is 200, and a Shin is 300, and a Tuf is 400, and a final Chaf is 500, and a final Mem is 600, and a final Nun is 700, and a final Pei is 800, and a final Tzadi is 900, and Merv Raboisai, what's 1,000? Aleph is Aleph. Aleph is 1, and Aleph is Aleph, 1,000. Merv Raboisai, so going back to the letter Aleph, Aleph is Gematria, 111, but it's also Aleph. So it's 1, 1, 1, 1. But now watch this. How many letters in the Hebrew alphabet? 28. You have Aleph through Tav. You have the 5 final letters. And then you have Aleph again, which is 1,000. So with how many letters did God create the universe? 28 letters. How many letters are in the opening pasuk of Bereishis? 28. Why? Connected the 28 letters with which Hashem created the world. Now watch this. What's the opening Rashi in Chumash? That the Torah should have started with Achodesh Hazel Lochem. So why does it start with Bereishis? Koyach Ma'asav Higid La'amoy. The strength of his actions, he teaches his people. Koyach, the 28 letters with which God created the world, the 28 letters of the pasuk of Bereishis. What parak in Tehillim is the pasuk? Koyach, Masav, Higid, La'amoy. Which parak in Tehillim is 1111? Is Koyach, Masav, Higid, La'amoy? It's the 111th parak of Tehillim. So it's we see wondrous things. Now, then I'm thinking about the words Ein Oid Movadai, which is a favorite subject of mine. Let's take a look at Rabbi Say number 15. It's a little bit hazy over here. So if you have a Gemara in Chulin, it's Dav Zayin Amid Beis. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Lama Nikra Shimon Yemim. Why are they called Yemim, white mules? She'imasa mutelas ala briyos. Because their fear is placed on creatures. More scary than a leopard, or a eagle, or a snake, or a gorilla, or a tiger, are mules. Nobody ever came to be healed from the wound of a white mule and lived. The Gemara says, but we see sometimes they do live. That means they're not cured. We see they are. If they have white tipped feet, then they'll never be cured from it. Says the Gemara. Now that's a rather odd intro. The intro to what we're about to learn is there's a white mule that is called Yemim because they inspire so much fear on the world that they're called Yemim, fear. Says the Gemara, Einoid Malvado, there's nothing other than him. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Va'afilu kishafim, even kishaf. Einoid movadai, there's nothing other than God, even kishaf. Hahiitza davakama hadarna lemishkal afram etuse karad Rabbi Chanina. There was a woman who tried to take out dust from under the leg of Rabbi Chanina, and she was going to use the dust as witchcraft to harm Rabbi Chanina. Amar Allah, he says to her, shekoyli, take it, leimistaya milsach. You will not be successful. You know why? Einoid Movado Iksiv. It says there's nothing other than him. Aye. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama Nikra Shaman Kishafim. Why are they called Kishaf? Shemakhishim Pamal Yashamala. Because they weaken the retinue above. Says the Gemara. Shani Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is different. Dinafisha Zechusei. Because he has a lot of merit. So the Gemara relates a very interesting story. Basically, a woman tried to harm Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina said, don't even bother. Because I believe in Enoid Movadoi. The Gemara says, so what? Kishuf is a real thing. It weakens, so to speak, the power on high. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina is different because he had a lot of zuchusim. So the Nefesh HaChaim is bothered. We don't usually consider it a good practice for a person to put themselves in a dangerous situation and rely on their merit. So what was Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa doing? What was Rabbi Chanina doing over here? Rabbi Chanina was relying on his chusim. Is that a good idea? That seems to be a little bit arrogant for a person to be soimich on their chusim and on the respective merit. However, says the Nefesh HaChaim, no, it's not that Rabbi Chanina considered himself to be full of chusim, but rather, the Nefesh HaChaim says something very important. He says, Vaday shloi haya machzik atzni Rab Chanina denafer sechuse kolkach mitayrasa yomasa v'atay merubim. It's not that Rabbi Chanina considered himself to have so many zechusim from his Torah and from his masim, and that he was reliant on that, and he was not scared of kishuf. But rather, the inyan is as follows: since the truth is, there are no forces in this world; they have no independent power; they are not independently fueled. But these are forces that Hashem allows to be active in this world to do whatever they need to do. But without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would cease to exist, they would be powerless. So Rabbi Chanina, it's not that he trusted in his own Zuchusim or his Masim Toivim, but he had full recognition and full cognizance and full awareness, and he felt with every fiber of his being that none of these forces are independent forces, they're only allowed to act because Hashem allows them to, but ultimately they are all governed by the Mahashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if somebody has this deep level of awareness, then all the forces of this world are harmless. They're meaningless. There's nobody who could hurt you. There's no force that could hurt you. There's no chayli, there's no adam, there's no pega, there's no machala that could have any impact at all. Because since they are all being governed by the ultimate power, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody is in full sync and awareness that all there is in this world is the existence of Hashem and everything else is just something that is created, then all of a sudden everything else fades away. And Rabbi Chanina said to the lady, I'm not scared of not your kishuf, not your ayin hara. I believe with every fiber of my being, ein oid movadai. And then the Nefesh HaChaim says something which is a life-changing teaching. Because if the Nefesh HaChaim gives us a segula, then this is a skula you could take to the bank. Uve'emes, he says, hu inyan gadol uskula nefla, this is a great inyan and a wondrous segula. Lahasir, to remove. Ulevatel me'olav, and to nullify from upon you. Kol dinin, all judgments, retzoinois achayim, and all desires of others. Shelo yuchlu lishloit boy, that they cannot have any power over you. V'layasu shum roishim klal, and have no marked impact at all. Meaning, how can a person make it that no one could harm him, no force, no individual, no illness could have any impact? Kishaha adam kaivea beliboy lemar. When a person sets in his heart to say, Haloi Hashem hu Elokim hu amiti, the Lord is the true God. Ve'ein oid melvado yizbarach, and there is not besides Him, blessed be He. Shum koyach ba'olam, any force in the world. V'chol ha'olam is klal. Not in this world, not in any world. V'hakol mole rak achdusay ha'pashat yizbarach shamay, and everything is full only of God's perfect unity. U'mevatel b'liboy bitul gamor, and He nullifies in His heart complete nullification. There's nothing else. There's no other power, no other force, no other being, no other entity, no other difficulty, no other challenge, no other illness, no other problem. All there is God's perfect unity. V'einoy mashgiach klal shum koach v'atzmanu, He doesn't pay attention at all to any force in the world. And He subjects and clings His purity of thought only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach yasbik hu yizbarach biyadai, God will give you success that every other force in the world will be nullified, batel, cease, stop. As soon as a person gives his full undivided attention with his mind and his heart, that all there is in this world is Ribbono Shel and everything else is just a force that Hashem allows, then everything else ceases immediately. This, says Reb Chaim V'lajner, was the kayach of when the snakes were unleashed on Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu made the copper snake and he lifted it up to the Shamayim. And Klal Yisrael looked heavenward and all of a sudden the plague of the snakes stopped. This was not a magic, this was not some kind of supernatural hoax. Instead, when Klal Yisrael lifted up their eyes to the heavens and they realized, Ein Oid Malvadai, there is no snake, there's no illness, there's no pandemic, there's no financial crisis. All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfect unity, and everything is just an expression of that. Everything else in the world ceases. Says Reb Chaim V'lajner, this is the true meaning of sweetening the Kayach Hadin in the root, what is called Hamtakas Hadinim B'Sharasham, sweetening the Dinim in their very root. In fact, the story goes, and there are different versions of the story, that the Briska Rav, when he was on his way from Warsaw to Bialystok, or he was on his way from Warsaw to a different location, and in order to get there, the road was overrun and swarming with Nazis, with SS, and it was a very extremely dangerous trip. And the Briska Rav remembered that his father had taught him the Skula Nifla of the Nefesh HaChaim to focus on only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Brisker Rav, with every ounce of his being, with every ounce of his mind and his heart, he literally was merachez his machshava. He focused his mind with such intensity that he was sweating beads of sweat. And miraculously, he made it to Bialystok, or according to other versions, to a different location without any interruptions. But there was a certain point in the trip where he literally could not keep the focus anymore, and so to speak, he had to relax his mind. And just then, he gets a tap on the shoulder, and a Nazi apprehends him. And then again, he was able to reinstate and refocus on this idea that all there is in the world is just the perfect unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in fact, he was able to save himself from that particular danger. Now, the Reb Volba happens to write that this segula may not work for a machala, because that's not ritzoinois achirim, but that's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's an interesting point of discussion. Is this a segula davka for danger, or a davka from the will of others who seek to harm him, or really from any challenge at all that may occur? But what's very interesting is that this segula of the Nefesh HaChayim seems to be found in the words of the Rambam himself. And that is the Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph. The Rambam says, and I'll paraphrase until we get to the second chapter, the second parak, he says, when a person clears his mind, and he sort of allows his mind to think that he's not the focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem, so to speak, is hidden from him. And that's the time when a person is subject to the various vicissitudes and dangers of this world. Because the moment you think to yourself that Hashem is not fully mashkiach upon you with absolute perfection, to that extent you become sort of cast to the vicissitudes and challenges of the world. However, the Rambam writes amazing words, and l'chora this is a very strong basis for this segula of the Nefesh HaChayim. He says, this is merumas in the pasuk. Hashem says, "V'histarti panay mehem v'hoyalech l'matzur rois rabbis v'amar bayimu aloy al kien al kabakim matzuni rois ha'ela." Then, in other words, if you want to know why Hashem is hiding His face from you, it's because you've said that Hashem is not with us. Hine hisbar lecha. The Rambam writes, it is clear to you. Kisibas heyois kol echa mei adam mufgar lemikrim v'yemaser lechol k'may v'hemois hu heyoisim muster mei Hashem. The reason why somebody may become subject to the vicissitudes of the world, to the animals, and furthermore, is because he has hidden himself from Hashem. But Avalim Hoya Ela Kav Bekirba, if God would be in him, La Yiga Bay Ra Klal, no evil but would be found in him. This, by the way, sounds like even a machala or even any type of evil, any type of difficulty would sort of dissipate. He says, Omar Yisala, God says to the prophet, Al tira ki itcha ani, Al tishta ki ani eloikecha. It says, don't be afraid because I'm with you. Don't be frightened because I'm your God. You know the pasuk, Va'omar. If you traverse the waters, I'm with you. The rivers will not wash you away, which we tend to think as follows. If God will be with you, then He'll make sure the river won't sweep you away. But it means like this. If a person is in grave danger, and even though he's in grave danger, Itcha ani, in your mind, I'm still with you, and you think there's nothing in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it seems that the river is threatening, but you say there's no such thing as a river, all there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Nahara Isla Yishtafucha, the river will now wash you away. Lefisha Kol Sha'oilef Ad Sheshava Lav Oisei HaSechen Etzmedes Lai HaHashgacha. The more your mind focuses on the idea that all there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha Pratis will cling to you, and all evil will be removed from you. Okay. In fact, this idea is also expressed by one of the great Hasidic masters of Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. He writes similarly, Ve'amita So'inyan, in his Pri Ha'aretz, in his 30th letter. He says, "V'amita so inyan shehashgachas Hashem Yisbarach hu al derech dveikus haseichel sheyesh beinenu vein Hashem Yisbarach." Hashem's hashgacha is commensurate with the seichel clinging to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the more in our minds are absolutely clinging to Hashem, to that extent, Hashem's hashgacha will be with us. Ukefi shir hadveikusay bo Yisbarach kein shir hashgacha alav. Mi shelo yaser sichle didveikusa mimeno Hashem tamid, one whose mind is not removed from clinging to Hashem always, kenya shefa hashkachos yisbarach mamiyad, so too the outpouring of Hashem's divine presence will be on him immediately. But someone who allows his mind to think that there are other ways to do things without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to that extent his hashkacha will be limited and mitigated. So Marv Rabbeisai, there's this force in the world called Kishuf. You know what the gematria of Kishuf is? I know you know this, but I'm just reviewing for myself. Let's review. Kishuf, Chaf and Yud is 30, right? 20. Yud is 10. Shin is 300. Vav is 6. Pei is 80. That's gematria 416. So you say, what does that do for me? That's the letter Tav. Tav, Yud, Vav. The last letter of the Aleph Beis. But what's the first letter of the Aleph Beis? Aleph. Aleph is 111. 111. Vashem Heyer Einai. I was in the airport in Dallas and I was thinking about the words Ein Oid Mulvadai. What are the Rashi Tevois of Ein Oid Mulvadai? Says the Belzer Rebbe. Aleph. Ayin, Mem, 111, 111. Ein Oid Mavadoi is 111. The gematria of Aleph. What's Kishuf? 416, the gematria of Tuf. You see, when you move far, 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 far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the furthest force in this world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tuf. Tuf Yud Vav, 416, Kishuf. But the thought which is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Oid Mavadai. All there is Hashem's Achdus Pashat. So it's Zeh Le'um HaZeh Asa Lekim. Aleph, 111. You know what Aleph is? Ein Oid Mavadai. All there is God. There's no nature, there's no Biden, there's no politicians, there's no financial crisis, there's no global pandemic, there's no Iran, there's no North Korea. All there is Ein Oid Mulvadai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That counteracts 416 Kishuf. But the more we say there are other forces, there are other things we have to be concerned about, there are other phenomenon, to that extent, we lose Hashem's Hashgacha. To the extent that our mind has the awareness that all there is HaKol Hevel HaVolim. The only thing that's Chai V'Kayam is Ein Oid Movadai. Ein Oid Movadai, Marv Rabbeisai. The opposite of Ein Oid Movadai, 111, is Kishuf. Now, says the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Yishayah Shalom Roikeach, in the Yalkut Moshe, he says, there are three nations in Eretz Yisrael that we could not get out. We know we chased, there are really 10 nations in Eretz Yisrael. We chased out 7 of them, Kanani, Amori, Prizi. There are 3 that we couldn't get out. Keni, Knizi, Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, which is Edoim, Amon, Emoyav. Edoim, Amon, Emoyav is Ein, Oid, Movadai. Now, by the way, Hashem has 72 names, which correspond to the 72 words of Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Dabra Mnei Yisom Rato Aleim, V'yasu Lohem Tzitzis, Al Kanfei V'gdeihem L'doi Yisom Nasun Al Tzitzis. We've, throughout the years, spoken about the 72 letter names that come from the three psukim in B'Shalach. We've always discussed the formula of Yoshar, Hafach, and Yoshar, right? We've discussed Ani, we've discussed Vahoy, because those are names of Hashem that come from three consecutive psukim of 72 letters, 72 letters, 72 letters, and the way you make the 72 different words are the formula Rashi and Tosfos say in Masechta Sukkah, Yoshar, Hafach, and Yoshar. Take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk. That spells Vahoy. The 37th of the first, 37th to last of the second, 37th of the third spells Arani. But there's another formula called Yoshar, Yoshar, Yoshar. And in the formula Yoshar, 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 the fourth name of Hashem is Aleph Ayin Mem. Ein Oid Movadai. By the way, that corresponds to Moshe. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Because why did Moshe take us out of Mitzrayim? Because he made himself not an entity. He made it that I'm not a goyel, I'm nothing, I'm transparent. I am clear glass so that you could see straight through me and recognize Ein Oid Movadai. All there is in this world is Ribbono Shel'olam. So Moshe corresponds to Ein Oid Movadai. Ein Oid Movadai is the antithesis of Edoim Amon Emoyav, says the Belzer Rebbe. And therefore, Marv Rabbeisai, when Rabbi Chanina was told, aren't you afraid of Kishuf? Aren't you afraid of these forces? The woman said, what do you mean? It's Makhish Pamalia Shomala. Rabbi Chanina says, I'm not scared. Kishuf is 416, the letter Tav. I'm Einoid Movadai, 111, I'm the letter Aleph. I have nothing to be scared of. But Marv Rabbeisai, which country in the world was Malay Kishuf? Which country in the world had so much kishuf nobody was ever able to escape from? That was the city, the country of Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Belzer Rebbe, when Yaakov Avinu was about to go down to Mitzrayim, he was very scared, how am I going to ever get out of there? What about all the kishuf? So Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi, Eired, Imcha, Mitzrayim, Rashi Tevois, Ein, Oid, Movadai. What are you worried about, says the Belzer Rebbe? Aleph, Ayin, Mem, Ein, Oid, Movadai. You have nothing to worry about. You'll be able to get me out. You'll be able to come out. And Moshe Rabbeinu needed to take out the bones of Yosef. But Yosef's bones were sort of locked up with Kishuf. No problem. Atzmoisai, Mizeh, Yosef said, get my bones out, and if you want to know how, here's a magic formula, Aleph, Ayin, Mem, Einoid, Movadai, that's how we're going to do it. Now, Marv Rabbeisai, during the days of the week, the forces of the world are very dominant, they're very prevalent. There's a great notions of Kishuf, of other forces in the world. However, when Shabbos comes, we conquer all the various forces of nature, and we recognize that all there is Melachtoi Asher Asa Ein Oid Movadai, says the Belzer Rebbe. On Shabbos we recognize, we get rid of all the Umais Ha'olam. We get rid of all the notions of Kishuf, of other phenomenon, of, says the Belzer Rebbe, Loi Yia Lecha Elohim Achirim, Loi Yia Lecha is Gematria, 111, 31, 30, 50, Loi Yia Lecha is 111, and the way we overcome that is through the Kayach of Ein Oid Movadai. Ein Oid Movadai is the segula that helps us overcome all forces, all powers, all entities, all individuals who try to stop us, who try to interfere with us, who try to instigate and serve as an impediment to our recognition of Hashem's supreme power in this world. Mav Rabbi said that was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. God took us out of Mitzrayim through Es Atzmoisai Mizeh, with the shame Einoid Movadoi, and therefore the night of Pesach. Reb Shem Kleinberg in his Sefer Olei Shem points out, we make the brachas. Al achilas matzah, al achilas morar, Roshei Tevois, Einoid Movadoi, Einoid Movadoi. That's the secret of coming out of Mitzrayim, to recognize that all of these forces are powerless. Yosef told Moshe Rabbeinu, Es Atzmoisai Mizeh, Hashem said, don't worry, Eired Imcha Mitzrayma. So Marv Raboisai, I think Hashem has given us perhaps some level of understanding now, coming back to the 111th word in the Torah is Vatehi, the Achdos Pashad of David and Abigail. The 11,111th word is Vayava, Yaakov and Bilah. The 1,111th word in the Torah is Yada. But what is the 111th word in the Torah? Vayikra lekim layabasha eretz ulamikve amayim kara yamim. Now what are you going to do with yamim? Could it be that yamim are the same oisiyos as yamim? What are yamim? The Gemara told us in Chulin that what is the most frightening force in this world, the force that there's no remedy, there's no way to overcome, it's even more frightful than kishuf. Nobody could be cured of it. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lama Nikra Shimon Yamim, She'imasa Mutalas Ala Briyos, these white mules are the paragon and the quintessential outside force that there's no remedy from. It's mamish emosan mutaz abrios, to the point where Rabbi Chanina said, "Miyom eloi shalani adam amakas prey de levana." There's no way to be cured of it. But even though so many people are scared of it, Hashem tells us the 111th word in the Torah is yemim, in the oisiyos, to indicate that even this force, through the machshava and through the yediya of Einoid Movadoi, 111, Achdos Pashat, this helps us overcome even that force, which the Gemara says is more frightful and more fearsome than Kishuf itself, the Yamim. In fact, the word Yamim is Gematria 100. Maybe we could say that the Samach Mem, the force of Esav, this, the word, the strongest power of evil in the universe is 100. And even though it's 100, Hashem writes it as the 111th word in the Torah to indicate that through the force of Einoid Movadoi, 111, we're able to overcome. So, may in this difficult time for the world and for Klal Yisrael, and we're always thinking, okay, when is it going to be over? What could we do? What segula is there to overcome all of these seemingly grave difficulties? But it seems that sometimes if you go back to the most basic ideas, that's where the refuah comes from. If we can integrate and inculcate and focus and deepen our awareness that there are no other phenomenon, all there is the Achdos Pashut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even Kishuf, even the Yemim, nothing concerns us. If we're mezdabek u'mezchaber to the Achdos Pashut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Nefesh HaChaim writes, u'be'emes hu inyin gadol u'segula nefla lahaser u'levata me'olav kol dinin u'retzaynois acherim shlo yuchlu lishloit boy v'layasu shum roisham klal. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, have a terrific day. Shkayach.
Rebbe,
what happened to
number 11? They didn't talk about the 11th word in the Torah, which is Vavoyu.
111, 1,111, 111, 111,
what happened to number 11?
I hear it.
Tein lechacham v'yech gamoyr.
I'll let you think about it.
Well, maybe Vavoyu, that's what the world was.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.